This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Hamas militants fired rockets toward Jerusalem on Monday, setting off air raid sirens in the city after hundreds of Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli police outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Islamic militant group fired the rockets minutes after a 6 p.m. deadline had passed without Israeli forces leaving the mosque. The Israeli army said an initial burst of 7 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip, one of which was intercepted by Israel's defense system. In total, Israeli media reports said more than 30 rockets were fired. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The rockets caused sirens to go off across Jerusalem, along with warnings over loudspeakers in Hebrew and in English. A spokesman for Hamas's military wing said the rocket attack was in response to what he called Israeli crimes and aggression in Jerusalem. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday the United States is closely monitoring the situation in Israel. She said the Biden administration has serious concerns about the escalating violence. The World Health Organization said Monday that a variant of the coronavirus circulating in India is a global concern. Maria Van Kerkhove, the technical lead on COVID-19, told reporters Monday that scientists have some data suggesting the variant has what she called increased transmissibility. India's daily COVID statistics are down slightly, but they remain high. The health ministry said Monday there were more than 366,000 new infections and over 3,700 deaths caused by the coronavirus in the past 24 hours. Public health experts said they believe the new cases and the deaths are undercounted. India has 22.6 million COVID cases, just behind the United States. VOA News. Deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi will appear in court for the first time on May 24th, according to her lawyer. Suu Kyi has reportedly attended some previous hearings via video conference, but she has not been seen in public since February 1st. That's the day she was detained and placed under house arrest by the country's military, which seized power. She's been charged with 6 alleged crimes since the coup, including flouting COVID-19 restrictions during last year's election. Most seriously, she's charged with violating the country's Official Secrets Act. A conviction could carry a sentence of up to 14 years. This is according to Reuters news agency. Since the coup, Myanmar has been rocked by protests, many of them violent. At least 780 people have been reported killed in the unrest. Chad's new leader, General Mohamed Idriss Deby, traveled to Niger on Monday. It's Deby's first international trip since the military put him in charge last month, following the death of his father. Deby arrived in Niger's capital, Niamey, where he was greeted by Niger's prime minister and other dignitaries. The 37-year-old Chadian head of state is expected to meet with Niger's new president, Mohamed Bazoum. Georgian opposition leader Nika Melia was expected to walk free on Monday, this after a court ordered his release on bail. This is seen as a major step in an EU-backed plan to help end a political crisis. Supporters and journalists gathered outside the court in the capital, Tbilisi, anticipating that Melia would speak to the crowd. Georgia, an ex-Soviet republic with ambitions to join NATO and other Western organizations, has faced political turmoil since a parliamentary election last November in which the ruling Georgian Dream Party won, but the opposition called unfair. Police stormed the offices of Melia's United National Movement opposition party in February to detain him over accusations he fomented violence during anti-government protests in 2019. He says those charges are politically motivated. Students at the State University of New York and the City of University of New York must get vaccinated against the coronavirus to attend classes this fall. That's according to New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo on Monday. The requirement affects more than 435,000 full-time students. Announcing the move on Monday, Cuomo said, "So today, no excuses." Cuomo also announced that riders on the New York City subway system will get free 7-day passes to the system if they get their vaccinations at certain subway stations where the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be dispensed starting Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.